Greetings in the name of our soon coming Savior and Lord, your speaker, Johnny Horn of Atchison, Kansas. Now just a little more as to how one enters into the good of present and eternal salvation. You see, the apostle in Ephesians chapter 1 reminds them, that is to say, these Ephesians, that they heard of the gospel. Now perhaps someone is saying, just exactly what is the gospel? Because you know there is a difference between the law and the gospel. And there are those who have the false notion that the way to God, the way to heaven, is by doing the very best that I can. And there are others who have the notion, too, that if I join the church and if I get baptized and I help along the good cause, well, I'd have a ticket then to the presence of God. But this is wrong, decidedly wrong. Salvation, eternal life, forgiveness can only be brought about via the gospel, by hearing the gospel and believing that gospel, as Paul puts it. And if you want to go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, where we have a clear statement of the gospel, that would be in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and about verse 3, where Paul says, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures." And so, it was this gospel that Paul speaks of right in the opening verse, where he says, "I declare unto you the gospel." And that gospel concerns the Lord Jesus Christ, His death, His burial, and His glorious resurrection. For He died unto sin once. Thank God He settled the sin question forever and forever. Now that's what these Ephesians heard, and that's what these Ephesians believe. Now, shall I put alongside of that now another passage, if I may? This is found in the first epistle of Paul to the Thessalonians, and we're saying just a little bit more about election, about hearing the gospel, about believing that gospel, and the results of hearing and believing what God has set forth so clearly in His precious Word. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 4, we read, "Knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God," so that not only were these Ephesians elected by the grace of God, and so the Thessalonians too heard and believed the truth of election. Now, I certainly wouldn't for a moment spend my time preaching on the subject of election to unbelievers. You see, I would preach the truth of election to those who are saved. And so, I think the truth of God is always set forth in perfect balance and in perfect order. And so in this epistle to Thessalonians chapter 1, we have been noticing the apostle says, "Knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God." Now how did it come about? Well, he gives the answer in the very next verse where he says, "For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake." Oh, how grand that message. How perfect that message. How wondrous that story that reached these Thessalonians. Now let me remind you that when Paul went to Thessalonica in his first mission, he did not preach to them election. He preached to them the gospel. And then after they had heard and believed and received that gospel, then he begins to tell them a little about election and how election was made good in their lives. It was by hearing the story of the gospel, believing the gospel, receiving Christ, that they were brought into present and eternal salvation. Now we suggested to you in our last message that there is no other means by which God can communicate salvation to lost sinners other than on the ground of grace. And it becomes yours, it becomes mine, by an act of simple faith in the merits of the work of our blessed Lord Jesus Christ. And oh, if you've never trusted Him, and if you've never seen from the Word of God that salvation is complete, that salvation is perfect, that salvation is provided in our Lord Jesus Christ, and that there remains nothing for you to do save to hear and to believe. Think, for instance, if you will, as we conclude, of St. John chapter 5 and verse 24. Now listen to it carefully. "Verily, verily, I say unto you," of course our Lord Jesus is the speaker, "he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death or out of death into life. Oh, will you hear? Will you believe today? Will you receive my Savior as your Savior? And then you'll know something of that truth of blessing number one, the truth of election made good in your soul by receiving the Lord Jesus Christ.